Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega.
Abortion has been a hard topic to avoid lately. A slew of recent laws have restricted abortion access in U.S. states like Alabama, Georgia, and Missouri. And parents, you told us about the conversations you're having with your children.
I told my children that if I hadn't had two abortions, I wouldn't have had them, but two other children. I'm pretty sure I told my daughters when they were in their teens.
I believe in a woman's right to choose. When my children became in their teens, I talked to each of them about a woman's right to choose.
Our kids are 12 and 11 years old, and my husband and I haven't really spoken to them about abortion, mostly because the topic hasn't come up. But we are both physicians and don't shy away from answering health-related questions honestly and appropriately for their ages.
I'm Heidi Bendick. I'm a mother of four, and I live in Orlando, Florida.
Heidi is one of many moms and dads who wrote to us at The Takeaway with their stories of talking to their kids about abortion as states roll back abortion rights. But her experience is not specific to the U.S.
My name is Taryn DeVere. I'm a parent of five, and I live in Ireland.
Taryn lives on the border with Northern Ireland, where abortion remains severely restricted. So she's had plenty to discuss with her children, too. We brought Heidi and Taryn together to discuss the experience of talking to their kids about abortion. When national conversations around the issue are swirling around them, Heidi starts by talking about how her teenage daughter has reacted to the recent restrictions.
She really has reacted outwardly upset. She's a feminist and is not afraid to say that and admit that, talks freely about that with her friends. And this, to her, is very much a women's issue. And I think it has something that will spark a level of activism in her life going forward.
And Taryn, what about you? How do you approach the topic with your children, especially given the age differences between them?
So I consider myself to be a sex positive parent. So my style of parenting is to teach children about sexuality and gender and their bodies in a very kind of fact-based way from a very young age. So my children would already have been familiar with abortion in sort of age-appropriate ways from quite a young age. So when it became very much in the public eye was in the lead up to the repeal the 8th referendum last year. And so that was when I think a lot of people were having to have these kinds of conversations with their children because it was just everywhere. But in my case, I'd already had those conversations with my children.
Taryn, what about you? You have your own personal story that's impacted your feelings about abortion.
Yeah, I needed to have an abortion a few years ago, and at that point it was illegal in Ireland. So I guess prior to that I had been an abortion rights activist, but it became very stark to me, the reality of at that point we were in the Republic of Ireland, you were facing a 14-year prison sentence if you were caught having had an abortion or procuring abortion pills. We have a much worse situation only 20 minutes from where I live, which is across the border in Northern Ireland, which is legally part of the United Kingdom. And it's the only part of the United Kingdom where abortion is completely illegal and women actually face life imprisonment there. So it became much more stark for me. And once we had one repeal in the Republic of Ireland, now I'm joining the fight for the women and other people who can get pregnant in Northern Ireland to try and fight for abortion rights there.
Heidi, when we talk about abortion, it's not something we only talk to our daughters about. You have a teenage son as well. How are you talking to him about this issue?
We do talk about it. He has not asked as many questions or brought it up as much, but it has been a topic of conversation, you know, certainly with his sister and his dad. And I think he's unsure, honestly, how he feels about it. But we do talk openly about it. I think it's important for them to understand the history and how, you know, Roe v. Wade and where we are and what's kind of happening in this country right now with these states passing these different laws.
I have an almost opposite story to Heidi, because my teenage daughter, while she was passionate about abortion rights in Ireland at the time of the referendum, and she did a lot of work in school around it, but actually my son, who was only 11 at the time, was probably the most interested of all of my children. And he actually became really very keen, and he would wear abortion rights badges to school and talk to all of his friends and informed all the kids in his class about abortion rights and why it was important. Mm-hmm. And when I was going to rallies and things, he would come along and he would bring a sign saying Kids for Choice. And, you know, he became a really sort of passionate advocate for reproductive freedom. So that was kind of funny that I had the opposite story to Heidi. But I think that in terms of consent and autonomy, that stuff that I feel like really should be being taught to children from when they're babies, you know, from the moment that they can understand what parents are saying, because consent isn't a conversation you have with a 14-year-old or a 16-year-old. Consent is a conversation that you embed in your parenting from the moment your baby can understand what you're saying to them. And then when you have the conversation about how consent impacts on sexual relations when they're teenagers, they're then fully able to comprehend this because they've had that grounding in body autonomy and respect for other people. So I think that's really important.
There's no doubt here that I'm sure in Ireland, as well as here in the United States, the issue of abortion is a very polarizing issue, and I think increasingly more so with the very powerful visuals of women who dress up in handmaid's tail outfits and protest. I think, Heidi, when your kids encounter people who do support the laws that are coming through, who feel differently than you do about abortion, how do you prepare them for that? Because it's bound to happen.
Yeah, and it does happen. My daughter's in a debate class at school, and she's often one of the only ones that feels the way that she does about a variety of topics, but this one in particular as well. And she has found oftentimes that for this topic in particular, when she speaks up, she's labeled as a feminist, and she's owning that. You know, it was hard at first for her because she wanted to fit in, and she was afraid that it would create some kind of a negative reputation at school, but she embraces it and she owns it. And I'm proud of her for that. And it's not easy. Not every kid can or will be able to kind of keep their strong opinions when others disagree with what they're saying.
Taryn, what do you think is the most important thing to get across to kids about abortion right now? I mean, it's playing out here in the United States. It's played out in Ireland. As this continues to play out around the world, is there one thing you think kids have to know?
Yeah, I think that children, no matter what age they are, need to know that abortion is a very normal part of lots of people's reproductive health in their lives, and that it is very common. And it's also a good idea to try and tell kids some of the reasons why people might choose to have an abortion so they can develop empathy for people in those types of situations. So I think normalizing the fact that it happens so often and that it's needed and that it's just part of our healthcare is probably the key message.
Heidi Bendick is a mother of four in Orlando, Florida, and Taryn Devere is a parent of five and a writer and fashion activist based in Ireland. Thank you both so much.
Thanks so much, Tanzina.